of the Schneider polka is recorded on the Hummingbird label. It's a reissue, Hummingbird 198 on the purple label, of the original Hummingbird 047, recorded approximately 1949 of the Lee Ilse Orchestra of LaGrange, Texas. The Schneider polka here credited to his band with the addition of a mysterious notation, Herbert's Abba Yah, A-B-E-R-Y-A. Well, greetings to everybody here on this new edition of our internet polka program on the Czech Melody Masters website. I'm a voice you may not be that familiar with. I only host these programs once or twice a year. Most of the time you're used to hearing our webmaster, Dennis Svatek, also our band leader of the Czech Melody Masters. But my name's Thomas Dernan. You can hear me on a regular weekly basis on regular radio on KOOP Austin, which is at 91.7 on your FM radio dial. It's the first community, well, not the first community station, but definitely one of the most interesting community radio stations you'll find anywhere in the United States. We have every kind of music there. But I have a polka show on Sunday mornings known as Czech Melody Time. The name of this internet radio show, you might notice, is also the same name. Well, Dennis borrowed that or appropriated that from my FM radio show on Co-op Radio. Anyway, we're 3,000 watts on Co-op, and the program is on Sunday mornings at 10:30. It is the only polka show that's ever been broadcast from the capital city of Austin, Texas, and at 3,000 watts, here's where you can hear it on a pretty easy basis, anywhere up from Cedar Park down to San Marcos, out to Johnson City, all the way up to Georgetown, Taylor, Texas, Elgin, Bastrop. That should give you kind of an idea about where you could hear Czech Melody Time on Co-op Radio every Sunday morning. The focus of the show is strictly Texas bands, both bands of today, but also vintage material from the past. Anyway, I'm coming to you on this special edition of our program because we're going to listen to nothing but 78s for the remainder of our 90 minutes here, and specifically 78s on Texas bands, almost all of them from the Hummingbird label, a very mysterious Texas label, started off in Houston sometime in the 1940s, probably right after the end of the Second World War. We know that the first 12 titles on Hummingbird were some kind of country issue, but we also know that there was a rhythm and blues band from the Fourth Ward in Houston that was also issued on Hummingbird. A Mr. Crow was the man who started the label. A lot of the Hummingbird records were made at the Quinn Recording Studios facility, which was the site for a lot of the Gold Star recordings. Some of you that are familiar with some of the Gold Star records know that Lightnin' Hopkins recorded down in that studio in the late 1940s. And also the famous Cajun-slash-Western swing fiddler Harry Choates, who was also very popular here in Central Texas. He made recordings on the Gold Star label. So I'll be kind of mentioning some of these recordings that were made in the Quinn Recording Studios. The Schneider polka you heard there is also interesting from another standpoint in that it features a very young Leroy Motoka on accordion. Some of you know that Leroy Motoka was part of the Lee Ilse Orchestra for many years until Lee Ilse was forced to retire from the music business. And at that point, Leroy Motoka took over the Lee Ilse Band in 1964 and henceforth renamed it the Leroy Motoka Orchestra. We're going to listen now to the flip side of that 78. We're going to listen to the Ilse Orchestra's rendition of the Lover's Waltz. And then we're going to continue for a few tunes, and I'll give you the order now. And, of course, you can read down on your screen to see what else we're going to feature. We're going to go and feature both sides of another interesting 78 on the Mraz label. This is, of course, the Bill Mraz Orchestra of Houston, Texas. They put out many records, first in this format, the 78 RPM format. Later on, of course, they issued a number of LPs. This is an example of a record that was made in the Quinn Studios, the Gold Star label, because it contains the Gold Star Matrix, GS, on here. It's record Mraz record 1053, the Oneida Polka, and on the flip side, 1052, the Lady Slipper Waltz. So we'll listen to both sides of that Mraz record. We'll then move on and sample one side of a tune, of a selection on the Martin label. This was the S.W. Martin label out of San Antonio, Texas. Some of the early Joe Patek records made in the 1940s are on this label. It's also interesting to note that Hummingbird reissued a lot of the Martin material later on. If you have the CD that you might have seen displayed elsewhere on our website, the great Texas Czech Bohemian Moravian Band CD, the Arhuli Records out of El Cerrito, California, put out first in LP form and then later in the early 90s in CD form. You might notice that there is a Julius Dietert selection on that CD. It's in fact, if you have that CD, track 12, their rendition of the Red Raven Polka. What I'll do is I'll play the flip side for you here, which is the Haunted Garrett Waltz. It's Martin number 100. Now, you might not be familiar with Julius Dietert's name, but his brother or cousin, I believe it was his brother, Darvin Dietert, was one of the founding members of the great High Toppers Orchestra of New Braunfels that existed from 1949 to 1985. Darvin was a bass horn player at one time and was a regular member of the High Toppers in their first 20, 25 years or so of existence. And so this is my just fair guess here that Julius being a blood relative of Darvin meant that his band might have possibly been based around the New Braunfels area, but I'm not quite sure about that. But anyway, we'll listen to their version of the Haunted Garrett Waltz. Again, it's the flip side of the Red Raven Polka that's featured on the Arhuli CD track 12. From there, we'll move on to a Hummingbird, this time a Yellow Hummingbird 78. We'll listen to both sides of this, featuring the Rhein-Winkler Orchestra of Schulenburg. Some of you might remember their regular radio broadcast from the cozy theater of the Von Minden Hotel, a structure which still stands to this day in downtown Schulenburg. We'll listen to the A side, which is the Rancho Grande Polka, and then we'll listen to the B side, Pop Goes the Weasel, interesting enough. And of course, the Rhein-Winkler band was interesting because they were, while they did play polka waltz music, they were also predominantly known as a ballroom-style band, meaning they played popular music and somewhat more jazz-oriented material. So that's where we'll start our program, and I hope you'll stay with us. It's interesting material. It's vintage material, Texas material, never been reissued anywhere as far as I know, so this is one that you'd want to archive and save for posterity. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was the Bill Mraz Orchestra of Houston, Texas, with a waltz I don't think I've ever heard anybody else do. It was the Lady Slipper Waltz. Now, Interesting also, that was the flip side of another selection that's on that Darhuli CD, the Texas Czech Bohemian Moravian Band CD. Track 26 on that CD is the Oneida Polka. Again, this is the flip side of it, so now you know what the rest of the story was on that. We kind of went a little bit out of order on some of what I told you, but before that we heard Both Sides of a Nice Hummingbird 78 featuring the Rhine Winkler Orchestra of Schulenburg, Texas. We heard a very strange rendition of a tune that most people have been familiar with since they were children, Pop Goes the Weasel. I played that to show you just what kind of material Rhine Winkler's band tackled, not only on record, but probably most likely also in live performance. Not only polka waltz material, but big band stuff was fair game, as was popular music and even bizarre stuff like Pop Goes the Weasel. No doubt it has a folk dance element to it, such as the garden dance and some of the schottisches, and you can almost tell by listening to the way that Pop Goes the Weasel was recorded that was intended as a folk dance rendition. The flip side of that was a familiar to everybody in Texas, at least, the Rancho Grande polka. Before that, we heard the flip side of another selection that's on that CD. We heard from Julius Dietert's orchestra. The selection on the CD is number 12, Red Raven Polka. We heard the flip side to that, the Haunted Garrett Waltz. And we began our little set with A Nice Hummingbird 78 featuring the Lee Ilse Orchestra with a very young Leroy Motoka on accordion. Again, that was recorded probably about 1948, 1949. As I mentioned, Hummingbird started off in Houston. Mr. Crow started the label down there. Most of the polka recordings were done under his reign. Later on, an associate of his bought him out, and the label was moved to the Waco area, where it lingered for a few years. And then later on, I've seen 45s with the Hummingbird label. 2 years ago, Dave Bedrich, who's also a member of the Czech Melody Masters, and myself had the good fortune to spend the better part of a day with a man by the name of Garland DeLamar, who was Mr. Crow's associate, who gave us a lot of the history of the Hummingbird label. Unfortunately, the polka recording activity was before his association with the label, but he did give us some interesting insights into some of the recording sessions of the polka band, such as Joe Patek's orchestra and the Rhine Winkler band, because he attended a lot of the recording sessions, most of which were held in Houston, again, at the Gold Star recording facilities. It was the Quinn recording facility that Mr. Quinn, who owned the Gold Star label, had, where a lot of the Harry Choate stuff was done. I also mentioned the Lightning Hopkins recorded there. So there you have it, some interesting stuff. We're going to take a trip now down to Lavaca County and do a kind of a musical trip around there. We're going to start in the town of Moulton, Texas, where if you're ever down there, you might pay a visit to Pavlis Tavern and visit with Mr. Pavlis. He is the nephew of the great Adolf Pavlis, whose real name is Julius Pavlis of the Gold Chain Bohemian fame. You can still get a nice cold Draft, Shiner, or Lone Star beer at Pavlis Tavern for, I believe, it's 75 cents now. If you want a second beer, he gives you another clean, ice-cold mug. It's definitely one of the last of the old-time Texas taverns, so if you're ever down in Moulton, I suggest you strongly check out Mr. Pavlis Tavern on the end of the main business section in Moulton. Also on the jukebox in his tavern are many great polka 45s, Cherry Polka by the Paul Barsh Twilight Orchestra of New Braunfels on a Sarge 45. It's one of the first records I ever heard played on a jukebox down there. But we start now with Adolf Meagle's orchestra. Adolf was one of several people who had bands based out of Moulton. The other was Henry Brosch, who also recorded on the Sarge label. Here we find two 78s, both on Hummingbird. One is on purple and the other is on yellow Hummingbird. We'll start off with the Duha Polka, Hummingbird number, originally issued as Hummingbird 40, reissued as Hummingbird 194. And the flip side, we'll listen to that, is the Old Times Landler. We'll then listen to a second 78 featuring Adolf Meagle. We'll listen to the New Country Polka, Hummingbird 140, originally Hummingbird 33, and its flip side, the In Love Waltz. And as a Zami Lovani, I believe that might be a J. The printing's kind of hard. That's the Czech subtitle. Will be the flip side. So four for you in a row from Adolf Meagle's orchestra. We'll then move to his brother's band. I always get this confused. I can never remember if Frank was his brother or his cousin. Anyway, the Frank Neagle Orchestra was based out of Hallettsville, Texas, also in Lavaca County. We'll listen to the Teresa Polka on Purple Hummingbird, Hummingbird 197, originally Hummingbird 45. We'll listen to its flip side, the Happy Waltz. We'll then listen to an older Hummingbird, several of these. This is the Red Hummingbird, still bears the Houston address on Chenevert Street. We'll listen to, first of all, the Grasshopper Polka, Hummingbird 161A, and its flip side, the Red Handkerchief, the nice age-old waltz. And we'll listen to a second Red Hummingbird then, the Texas Polka, and its flip side will be the Rock and Rye Polka. And finally, a third Red Hummingbird label featuring Frank Meagle's orchestra. We'll listen to the Good Morning Polka and its flip side, the Fairy Tale Waltz. So we'll start with a newer Hummingbird, if such a thing exists, in fact, and then we'll work back to six tunes in a row on the older Red Hummingbird label. And I'll take a break, be back with you, and after that we'll listen to four more selections from another Lavaca County band, this time the Frank Konvichka Worthing Marching Brass Band. We'll listen to four selections from them. So first of all then, four for you from Adolf Meagle from Moulton, Texas. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.